He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
The Ebola crisis in Africa appears to be escalating daily. To help us understand what's actually happening on the ground is George Saloum. He is the team leader for the Ebola Crisis Response Team for SIM, which is an international Christian mission organization with a staff of nearly 3,000 workers from over 50 countries, serving currently in more than 65 nations. George, thanks for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Kaskel. Thanks for having me.
Can you start with telling our listeners how long this has actually been going on, how long you actually have been fighting the Ebola crisis in Liberia?
Well, if you follow the news, and I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of listeners have, this has been going on since early this year when the genesis of it came from Sierra Leone and has spread and now has hit Liberia the hardest of all the West African countries. And although we have no workers in Sierra Leone, but we did have a lot of workers in Liberia. So it's really come to the forefront of our ministry and ministry response in the country of Liberia since the beginning of the year.
How are your workers doing? How is their health? How are they holding up?
I think overall pretty good. At the peak, we had between 45 and 50 members of our organization serving in Liberia earlier this year. And through some natural, what we call furlough time for a number of missionaries, they came back to the States for the rest and relaxation and recharging before they send them back to the field. Typically, our missionaries work for 24 to 36 months on a location before they get a break. When this Ebola crisis broke out earlier this year, we started pulling some people or some natural furlough time occurred. So the team was pretty small when it really kind of hit its peak about a month and a half ago. And we started pulling out our non-emergency personnel and just left primarily healthcare workers or medical personnel because we have a hospital, one of the few major operating hospitals in the whole country of Liberia called ELWA Hospital. And we've been there about 60 years or so. We have about 300 members of Liberian staff who work on that property, combination hospital, school, radio station, and some services as well. But we had to pull out some of our medical people because one of our doctors, Dr. Kent Brantley, was afflicted with Ebola, as was one of our aides, Nancy Wright-Bull. And just last week, another doctor of ours, Dr. Rick Saker, contracted Ebola, had to evacuate him to Nebraska, which is where he's serving or recuperating right now and trying to recover from the disease.
So
but I think
are all three of them doing okay?
Excuse me?
Are they doing okay, all three of them?
Well, Nancy and Kent have been cleared, healed, and have recuperated fully. They have no more Ebola virus in their systems, so they're back to life as normal as life can be for them right now. Rick is fighting. It's a day-by-day battle. He seems to be responding well to treatments and care, and so we're cautiously hopeful that in a week or two, God willing, that he'll be released. The rest of our team who are waiting, trying to get back into Liberia, right now we're putting a hold on non-medical people from going back in until the epidemic slows down.
Can you talk a little bit about actually how the doctor here is being treated? Do you know about any sort of experimental treatments he's receiving, or is it really just support with IV fluids and bringing the fever down?
Yeah. I mean, the primary tools, because no one has, there is no cure or vaccine for Ebola today, so the primary protocols is the IVs, electrolytes. They have found that selenium is very effective in helping the body fight the disease. So we're constantly in search of additional supplies of selenium tablets to send over to Liberia. I did read one article where, in fact, one of the doctors at Nebraska, University of Nebraska Hospital, did mention they were trying a new research therapy, but they did not want, and I don't know, and they did not comment, they did not want to comment on where the drug came from or what the protocol was. But we do know they are trying some new novel approaches to care, and hopefully one of the benefits of the fact that our people are getting inflicted with this disease, is that we'll find solutions to this disease so we can export it back to Liberia and West Africa and help care for the needs of these people that are suffering so terribly.
That would be a great outcome. I imagine there's a lot of fear and ignorance about hearing that people are being brought back into the United States. With all the movies we see from Hollywood, shows all these bugs traveling around the world and wiping out entire civilizations such as Contagion or Planet of the Apes. So put our listeners at ease that bringing them back to the United States is not putting us at risk.
That's a great point, Doctor. I appreciate you even mentioning it, because a lot of people are fearful of things they don't understand, and you see a movie and you assume it's true. The reality, as dangerous as Ebola is, it is not highly contagious. It is not an airborne disease. It's transmitted by body fluids. So if someone body fluids has some kind of excrement or something coming out of their body that comes into your contact, your body, you have to have like an open wound, or it's come in your mouth, your eyes, or nose. It has to come through some soft membrane to truly penetrate into your system to affect you. And, I mean, unless you are in direct contact with a person, or there's other reasons why you're touching the body fluids of a person who's contagious, it's very hard to catch this disease. So that's why the people with the CDC and State Department were willing to bring people back to Emory University last month, Kent and Andy specifically, because they knew the chance of, under controlled conditions especially, the risk was very, very, very small. And, we have the technology and knowledge and ability in this country to deal with things like Ebola in a very systematic and effective manner. You don't have that in Liberia, unfortunately.
Right. So that's the key word. We have the controlled situations. They do not. And that is why apparently the disease is getting out of hand over there.
Exactly. And there's also cultural aspects to it, of how the culture interacts with each other. You know, for example, it's not uncommon, depending on which group of people in Liberia, you know, someone dies, they typically wash the body right there. You're passing mm-hmm. on body fluids, and then they kiss the body into the next life. So culturally, that's normal. We wouldn't do that in our culture. So culturally, we have safeguards to protect us from transmitting diseases like Ebola.
And how is the outbreak going? Is it getting worse? Is it going to get even far worse before it gets better? Where are we at today?
Yeah, I think the concern, our concern, and the CDC and the WHO, especially, it's turning into a significant, serious epidemic. And if we don't do something quickly, it's just going to spiral out of control. I think the numbers that are being publicized, I think, are lagging the reality mm-hmm. of what's happening on the ground, because it's hard to collect the bodies and count the bodies. It just, there's not enough personnel to do that. So I think this epidemic is still in the early stages unless we do make a concerted effort to fight it from the world community.
And besides Liberia, can you tell me a little bit about, has it spread beyond that, beyond Sierra Leone, other countries getting it yet?
Yes. I was looking for a spreadsheet that I just received recently, kind of the breakdown. We kind of have people who are focused on this issue, obviously, and tracking the record, the statistics country by country. You know, just in the region, we've got, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Nigeria. All those countries have had some cases of Ebola, some deaths already from Ebola. And so they're kind of keeping a close eye on what's happening, and as people move around especially from Liberia. I mean, they're kind of closing off different parts of the walls between countries and closing those walls so people cannot pass through very easily, especially if they're coming from Liberia, since it's being affected the most.
Well, I'd like to thank my guest, George Saloom. For more information about SIM and updates on the Ebola crisis, please visit www.simusa.org. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, don't let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.